This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Snagging the top prize for physics, scientists who work at the Keck Observatory are on a high celebrating the Nobel Prize in Physics by one of their astronomers. UCLA astronomer Andrea Ghez has spent a quarter century studying the black hole. 20 of those years were using the Keck telescope on Mauna Kea. Listen to part of her story in this segment provided by Keck Observatory.
In the mid-1990s, a young scientist from UCLA wanted to prove the existence of a supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way.
Our very first proposal to do this project was turned down because people didn't believe that our techniques for taking the blurring effects of the Earth's atmosphere out would actually work.
The downtime.
So I convinced some colleagues to let me use their telescope time. The key was to modify existing cameras to be able to use the telescope in a new and different way. And what that allowed us to do was to see the stars that were very close to the center of the galaxy. So we discovered them and we could see them move, but we couldn't see them move very accurately.
The stars that Andrea Ghez found provided evidence that an immense yet invisible gravitational source existed at the center of the galaxy. Could it be a black hole? In the early 2000s, Keck engineers designed a new, highly advanced adaptive optic system that would allow Andrea to unlock the mystery.
So when adaptive optics came online, for the first time ever, we could tell, well, what kind of star are we looking at? And how is that star moving along our line of sight? That gives you the third dimension that was missing in terms of this game of measuring the orbits of stars at the center of the galaxy.
After years of tireless research and ongoing innovation, Andrea's team would deliver an amazing discovery.
What you learn is that there's a supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy, and the mass of this thing is 4 million times the mass of the sun, and we can confine it to a region that's roughly the size of our solar system. So it's important from a basic understanding of how the universe works. Because we have the opportunity to explore a frontier of knowledge that's never been explored before. From a scientist's perspective, this is like being a kid in a candy shop. You're just seeing questions all over the place.
That was Andrea Ghez, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, and director of the UCLA Galactic Center Group. She's one of only four women to have been awarded the Nobel Prize of Physics, following in the footsteps of Marie Curie. You know, we also reached out to John O'Meara, the chief scientist at the Keck facility. The researchers have been able to continue their work, even under the restrictions of the pandemic. They are grateful and humbled at the opportunity, even as there is uncertainty about a pretest travel program that kicks off on October 15th for Hawaii Island that could affect their work. The scientists are positively giddy, though, as they share in the joy of Ghez's accomplishment.
This is truly a really great day for astronomy on Mauna Kea, for Keck Observatory, for the astronomical community, and for women in science. Andrea is only the fourth woman to receive the Nobel Prize in Physics, and the first woman astronomer / astrophysics to receive the prize. So it's a great moment for her and for astronomy and for all who practice it. But for the observatory, it's a really special treat because Andrea's work, she was one of the three people to win the prize. Her work was done entirely with Keck here on Mauna Kea. And so this has been a quarter century's labor of love for Andrea and the observatory working together. And it's really great to see her honored for this. It's an amazing scientific result, one that's really changed the way we view our galaxy and the entire universe. And we're just thrilled to hear that she won the ultimate prize in physics.
Now, the scientists on the mountain have been very fortunate because even during the shutdown, you've been able to do your work.
Yes. For brief periods of time, we were completely shut down and unable to do work. But for most of the period of time during COVID and during the protest period, we were able to do science from the mountain.
And so how are you handling the physical distancing working up there at the telescopes?
We've altered a lot of how we work on the summit right now, both in terms of the number of people that we have. Right now we have a hard limit of 14 people at the summit just to maintain and guarantee social distancing. We also have a lot of modifications on how we work in confined spaces, we have different shifts of teams than we normally did just to make sure that we can maintain continuity if somebody unfortunately were to become ill. So So we've changed a lot of how we work on the summit and at headquarters. Our headquarters staff is largely still working from home. So, you know, we've changed a lot of how we work, but we're still able to meet our mission, which is to be on sky every night.
And so I know when we last chatted, I think it was about a month ago, there was some concern about a second lockdown, and each island has done something a little different.
We pretty much daily monitor the number of cases on the island, but the number of cases isn't the only metric that we use. We also look at the number of available hospital beds. We look at the positivity rate. We look at the availability of testing, the availability of contact tracing, and all those things put together determine our how we respond to the virus here on the Big Island. So if, you know, there's no one factor that makes us decide how to change how we work. It's really the combination of those factors, but we keep a pretty close eye on it every day. First and foremost, we obey any of the restrictions by the county or by the state or federally, and then we have additional restrictions here at the observatory and amongst the other Mauna Kea observatories, because there are some shared facilities like Halepahaku where we have additional constraints that we place on our workforce just to maintain safety.
And with the pre-travel testing program that's about to start on the 15th, there's been, you know, I guess some back and forth about whether Hawaii Island is going to adopt that. But what does that mean for your planning purposes?
Well, what it means for us is that we would be able to have some of our collaborators come in from the mainland, whether or not those are technical teams that work on the observatory or its instrumentation, or some of the scientific teams building instrumentation. If they would be able to come under that plan, we would have additional testing protocols that we would require before they could come to the observatory. But it would be the slow opening of the door to be able to bring more people to the observatory to continue to do some of the work that's been stalled other than the nighttime operation. We would actually have an additional testing protocol for people to come in. So there would be the testing protocol that's mandated from the state and from the county, and then we'll have an additional round of tests before they can come to the observatory.
I know that the director of the Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope, they had to push off the opening. You know, they were hoping to open this month, and that's been pushed off now to the spring. And it was really because a lot of their contractors who were building the telescope, you know, couldn't really deal with this 14-day quarantine.
That's correct. They were in a very critical time, which is called commissioning, which is, you know, the very first uses of the telescope on sky. And that requires, in most cases, a significantly larger team than is during normal operations. And because of the quarantine period, they weren't able to bring those people in effectively, because a lot of times you want people to be able to come in and out fairly rapidly and go back to the mainland, bring back different equipment if needed or things like that, and they just weren't able to do that effectively. And so it is representing a big delay for them. But hopefully when we can get past this quarantine restriction, DKIS can go back to the commissioning work, because it's a really impressive facility that has a lot of promise. The hunger for the science is definitely there, because these are the best facilities in the world, and people are try very hard to get time on these telescopes.
And what's the snapshot for the other telescopes on Mauna Kea?
Right now, most of them, in fact, I believe all of them are operating on sky, at least the ones that they're actively operating. They're the two telescopes that are in the process of decommissioning, so they're, of course, not operating, but everybody else is. I believe all the telescopes are operating with a lower staff complement than usual up at the summit. And in most cases, people are still working from home instead of the headquarters facilities either in Hilo, which is where most of the headquarters are, or in Waimea, which is where Keck and CFHT have their headquarters.
Okay, but again, just very fortunate to be able to keep doing the work that you want to be doing.
Yeah, we're very 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 fortunate to be able to continue to operate on Mauna Kea. We're fortunate to operate in Mauna Kea in general, but right now at this time, we're doubly fortunate to be able to meet our mission.
And triply fortunate, because now you've got the Nobel Prize too.
And now Keck has been a player in a second Nobel Prize. Yeah.
Yeah. So the black hole. Anything you want to say about that?
Well, this is really a discovery that's been a labor of love for Andrea and her team. They've been, for a quarter century, they've been looking at this one spot on the sky, the center of our Milky Way galaxy, and they definitively proved that there's a supermassive black hole there. And at the time that this experiment began, people thought that that was a silly idea. And it's rewritten textbooks, and now we believe that almost all galaxies have a supermassive black hole at their centers. And so, you know, Andrea and her team and Reinhard Genzel and the other team have really fundamentally changed how we look at parts of the universe.
All right. And Hawaii did play a part in this.
Hawaii has led the way. This is very much a Hawaii, Mauna Kea, and Keck discovery.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That was John O'Meara, chief scientist of the Keck Telescope on Mauna Kea, celebrating the announcement that researcher Andrea Ghez has won the Nobel Prize for Physics. A second scientist, Hilo High School graduate Jennifer Doudna, has won the Nobel Prize for her work in gene editing. She has been featured before here on The Conversation. We hope to talk with her again another day.